Hey everyone, it's your girl Ayana.
And this is Delilah.
And your favorite girls are back, non-corporate girls, for episode 46.
Hello.
Yes. So, just so you guys know, we've been up since like 5-ish. Oh, I mean, Delilah probably been up since like 6. I've been up since like 5.
No, I woke up at 5:30.
You woke up at 5:30. Okay.
Mind you, I almost like, thank God, by the graces of God, I guess it's like, you know, there's certain times when you set your alarm, but yeah, when you go to sleep, you know you have to wake up at a certain time. Yeah. So my alarm didn't, like, it has set, like, when I looked at my phone that I naturally just woke up, my alarm made it seem like it was snoozed. And I was like, 8 more minutes. Like, if I would have, like,
went back to sleep.
Right. I would have been 8 out.
Well, I'm glad you didn't do that, because we had a time frame to be at a photo shoot.
Guys, early mornings. Shout out to everybody who gets up
early.
5:30 a.m. wake up calls for photo shoots. For anything where you have to be and use your mental that early.
Yeah. It was like, it was rough. Like, I texted Delilah at like 5:30. I was like, this morning, I don't know what I said to you, but I was like, this early morning wake up is rough.
All I replied was, girl.
It was just crazy. But just so you guys know, we were part of a really great project today. But before we get into that, we're gonna kick off with our positive note, being that May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes, and if you guys don't remember, last year we partnered up with the ladies at Morir Soñando, mm-hmm. and we challenged everyone to like reach out to someone and help them get through, like, not a mental health issue per se, but just kind of explore how in different ways we can give someone like a mental health like
check-in. Yeah,
like a check-in. So I know one person chose their husband, another mm-hmm. person was a sibling, and it was just to like check in with them to make sure that they're checking in with themselves,
right? And it was super like enlightening, because sometimes we forget. I think that's an important thing. We forget about the people around us and how they're feeling and like how we're feeling, you know. We're always on the go, and sometimes we don't ask those questions. And it's also one of those things where like we're always like, well, how are you? But really it's how are you? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, not surface level, like how are you? Because mm-hmm. there's just some real shit going on.
It's a lot. First of all, like, I had like one of the most emotional weeks.
I was gonna say
in
draining.
A very long time. It was super, super draining. And part of that like leads to what the topic is for this week's episode, which is let your intuition guide you.
Yes.
And we strongly and firmly believe that over here on this side, because the way the world works, it like continues to show you the same lessons that you need to learn in different ways until you learn it.
Right.
Like, it's like literally giving you chances. Like, maybe she didn't understand it this way, so I need to, you know, bring it up this right. way. It's either gonna come up in work, or it's gonna come up personal, or it's gonna right. come up in your business. But it's gonna keep on occurring until you face it, and because the signs and what is it? The signs and like the universe speaks to you loudly.
Yes.
Are you listening? Are right. you paying attention?
Right.
And that's sometimes we have to check in. Like, are we?
Because oftentimes we're not. Hence the several times you're getting the same message in different ways. Yeah. Because the universe is trying to figure out, well, what is it that they have to do so you can understand? Like, what more do we need to do? And then sometimes people get upset, like, oh, I learned this the hard way. I wish I didn't have to. But did you check? Like, it came to you. It came to you another way. You probably, right. that is too easy. Mm-hmm. We don't like easy stuff.
We sure don't. And another thing is about wanting to accept that.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing where the game changes. If, like, you're not ready to accept what that message is or what those hints and clues that are being given.
Yeah. Denial works for no one.
It sure doesn't. And also, it, like, doesn't allow you to, like, to be truthful. Mm-hmm. Because you want to control the narrative.
Right.
And time again, we notice that, like, when you don't let go and let God, it usually doesn't work in your favor.
Let go and let God. I mean, because the other thing is, like, you have to grow, right?
For sure.
Like, everything, there, all these L's.
All these lessons. And you know what? Speaking to that, a person that we had a conversation today was, like, that they, I think they did a meme that it was like evolve versus revolve. Mm-hmm. If you don't evolve, you will continue to be revolve in that same situation. Oh, that's good. I was like that. So it was like evolve, and then the greater than sign was to evolve, yeah. And then it was the word revolve.
That makes so much sense because the lessons are to teach you growth.
Like, if think about going through a freaking revolving door. Yeah,
or just the earth spinning. It's just going on the axis. You're just going.
So the whole point of evolving is that until you don't evolve and grow and get to that next level, you're not going to be able to, like, get to the next set of challenges that you need to continue growing and pushing forward.
And
I thought that was so dope.
And also, like, when it comes to, like, letting your intuitions guide you or speaking for you, we have to also think about, as people with us growing, there's a lot of layers to that. You know what I mean? Like, growth comes in a lot of layers. And you have to be able to accept it, like Delilah says. But then it's like, what are you going to do with that? You know, like, what acceptance comes... change. It comes action. What are you going to do with that? So it's like two part. It's not only about you can understand that you're doing something wrong and you can be very clear that it's wrong, but then what happens after that?
Yep.
Now what?
And so that really does tie into like it being me and mental health awareness and just realizing even, you know, the world that we live in these days, it sheds a light, a brutal light, yeah, on how many people are dealing with things.
So many
celebrity people. And regular. And again, like me and Ayana were speaking about how we really humanize celebrities. Like I don't put no celebrity on any pedestal. Like, yes, I think some of them are great and they're talents and they're artistic and all of that. But at the end of the day, they're real people that face challenges just like you and I. So once we can like be able to be open about the things that we're dealing with, because a lot of people feel ashamed, they feel guilty, or they feel like, you know, they're
no one's
be
gonna
judged.
Understand you're in this alone. Yeah, I mean, there's so many reasons or excuses that we don't put out there, right?
Absolutely. Everybody has their level of crazy. Yeah. I feel like it's how
everyone
you manage
has
it.
Their level of crazy. Yep.
It's how you manage it, because we all have some trigger or something. Whatever that could be tapped into that could make us just blank out. Like, we don't know. I feel like there's another person inside living everyone.
Oh, yeah. Or a few people.
Yeah, that's it. And so, like, until you don't truly know yourself and understand, like, that anatomy of yourself, like, you're not going to be able to know what to do when it does appear.
It's a learning process, right? Like, where, like I said, there's so many layers. So there's so many, there are things that you may be put in new situations or whatever that uncover something different that you didn't know or that you don't know how to deal with, et cetera, et cetera. It's really understanding that and being in tune with who you are, you know?
Yeah, like, it's funny, like, your gut feeling.
Yeah. It rarely stares you wrong.
It really does. And it forces you out of certain situations because it's like literally a warning sign.
Yeah. And the reality is a lot of people like to live in a box, whatever that box is, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whether it's your relationship, your career, like we oftentimes know the truth.
Yes. Yes, man. A lot of the time people be like really knowing what's up, but they refuse, you know. You know, I think it was Charlamagne who said something about like the lies are more entertaining, or like something about, you know,
I know what you're talking about.
You
I don't know, but
I can't remember.
But it's true though. It's true. People
the truth is like not wanting to be faced, but it was something about what the lies do, or like, you know, when you lie, it is, I don't know, it's better received or it's better for the story.
Well, it is. But in that same vein, you know, we really want to stress how important it is to take care of yourself and others around you, and asking the important questions, again, not only to others, but yourself. Mm-hmm. And we recently read a really great article from thegirlsroom.com. Shout out to thegirlsroom.com, called Real Self-Care, What Real Self-Care Looks Like, I believe.
Article is what
Real Self-Care Looks Like. And they gave such an like a long list of bullet points on what real self-care looks like. And we're going to say a few of them, but you guys must check out the article because it is real.
Yes. Like, one of my favorites is real self-care looks like. It looks like splurging on a therapist before going to the mall for clothes you won't wear out of the house anyway because you're too depressed.
Facts.
I'm like...
Facts. And I, you know how I stress therapy. I think therapy is so important. I've had a therapist for a really, really long time, even though I don't have one right now and I need to work on that. But it's really important. It has changed my life, therapy. Mm-hmm. It has pulled me out of black holes.
Oh, my God. I'm looking for a therapist.
So it's so important. Share with us if you have recommendations.
Yes.
One of my favorites is breaking up with breaking up with toxicity as it takes the forms of flaky friends, unsupportive partners, and bad bosses. If that is not what, I don't know what is. Okay.
All three of those people, get the fuck up out of here. Non corporate girls actually has been created because of a toxic bosses.
Yeah.
Toxic situations that don't serve us.
Yep.
Guys, read this article. It's like so good, so real. It's like, you reading it, it seems like your girlfriend talking
to
you.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like everything you say to your friends or want to say to your friends, and then you don't, this is it. Yeah. So please check it out.
And do something for yourself this month that caters to your mental health, whether it is looking for that therapist you need, whether it is integrating meditation into your daily, routine, whether it is like
working out, getting fit and healthy, going to the spa, starting a journal,
asking yourself like questions that, just so that you can deal with certain things on your own.
Being honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. How about that? That's what real self-care looks like.
Yes.
Being honest with yourself.
Is when you break it down to the simplest basis, it really is that.
It really is.
Because then everything will align. Because think about it. If you are not honest with yourself and you're over here saying, oh, I'm okay with like going out every weekend, but your thing is not going out every weekend, like, you're more stay at home, like you rather, like, you go out every weekend though to please your friends or like to do what other people want you to do. So that's just in a simple example, but just think of that in every level when you keep on like doing things that people want of you, not that you want of yourself.
Right,
that's not being truthful.
Life is too short. Okay, I'm gonna be quoting lines, but like Drake says, it's a short life, right? So what's the point in not being true to who you are? If you don't want to do XYZ, don't do it. If you want to do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, being clear about who you are and what you want is only gonna help you, and that's part of self-care as well. But also in the same lane, definitely as people, we need to check in more with our friends and our family and our partners. So sometimes people who seem like strong ones may not tell you what they feel in, may not be open to you. So check in with them. Let's come out of ourselves sometimes and just check in.
Right. Like, who does the go-to person go to?
Yo, I be asking myself that too.
Right. Think about it.
It's true.
So, any other positive notes? Oh, yeah, I did attend the Dream Machine pop-up exhibit. Yes,
it looked like so much fun.
It's super cute. It's, like, very artsy, super Instagrammable.
Instagrammable.
Yeah, it's, like, the experience is... It's just, like, cool. It's like... I love concepts.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, the way people just share an idea and how they execute and express it, I think it's... It was cool, and it's something to do. And I feel like those have been a thing in the last, like, few years.
And I feel like we need a non-corporate girls exhibit.
Ooh, what would that look like?
All our segments in some real creative, artsy...
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm not going to give y'all all ideas, but you just...
Check out the Dream Room. The Dream Machine.
Yeah, guys. You can look up a ticket. They're, like, $40.
So, on to a hustler spirit. We have so much to share with you guys. We're so excited because we're always grinding. So, first and foremost, we're going to start with what we were doing today. Because today we were up early and we're tired. So, shout out to Annette from Beyond the Babe. This new platform that she's starting was really amazing.
Next month, yes, in June for her birthday, June 8th, and this was like the beginning stages of that.
And it was a great concept, and we did a photo shoot. It was us and 18 other boss babes.
Mm-hmm. And it was 18 women all together.
Okay. Of different, 16 other boss babes.
Yeah, of different industries, different like
backgrounds, all Latinas, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like, which is so amazing, so so amazing. And
great energy,
great style.
And everybody was unique. Like, yeah. Usually...
Everybody was super unique
and had, like, their own style and their own, like, sass.
It was so cool.
It was really inspiring. And also because I knew no one but Annette and Ayana and our other homegirl, her name is Delilah, too, from Delilah & Co. Shout out to her. That girl's a firecracker. And she be lit. Her energy is, like, infectious. And she came all the way from Philly to support. And it was just like a dope experience in trying to convey this message for another fellow Latina who's trying to share her story. And by sharing her story, wants to include ours in the narrative. Because we are all the examples of what she's trying to push and trying to let people know that somos más. Like, we are more. And look, I have proof because here they are lined up, ready to serve. And she's doing it up.
She's amazing, okay? Mm-hmm. She's a very inspirational person, and I think what was really unique about the entire experience is that me and Delilah were saying, like, there was, like, everyone was super mature. There was, like, no cattiness. Everyone was walking up to you, trying to meet you, understand what your life is about. Everyone asked about your story.
Nothing about it was, like, clicky.
Or cliche. It was just
super genuine.
Authentic.
Yeah, it was like everybody came as their selves, as themselves.
And put their best foot forward.
Yes.
Because, like, the amount of networking we did was crazy.
And you know what? Another thing I noticed from other times that we've, like, been in any situation, that everybody's really owning, like, everybody that we met today is, like, they own their brand. Yeah. Like they are proud. Like they didn't speak to you.
Not, they were their brand.
They were, but like there was no like sense of insecurity or unsurety. Like people knew what they were discussing confident. With you.
Yeah. And their delivery. That's why we checked. Their delivery was so good. Like whenever you ask someone about their brand, it was like clear about what it was. There was no, like it was just confidence. They were confident in what they were giving and. I don't know, like, everyone that we met, we wanted to know more about them, we wanted to follow them, we wanted to do something with them, we're like, we need to know you.
Yeah, yeah, it was just a, it was a different space from other times.
It was a
like,
very
I don't know,
it's
because
space.
Other networking events, there's so many different, you know, some people are starting the business, some people are getting into it, some people don't even know, but there was, like, this level of equivalence, like, amongst us, even though we did different things, like, everybody already was at a point where they understood, like, the setbacks that helped me to get here. But, like, now I'm in a more thriving place. I don't know. It was just a different, like, ambiance of...
It was dope.
It was dope. Everything was great. Like, I can't wait to see how the photos pan out.
Right.
And just, I look forward to keeping in touch with them.
Definitely. And continuing to support Beyond the Babe, because there's so much more to us than being boss babes, right?
Mm-hmm. Everybody has a story, and so everybody deserves to know it. And so check out for Annette's website. We'll definitely share.
Yeah, we'll let you know when it launches.
Things roll out, yeah.
So that was really great. And then we are still coming off a high because we did our first live podcast, Pizza and Prosecco, back in May. Mm-hmm. And that was really exciting.
It was. It was like a cool experience of like, you know, having the, like recording the podcast, but having a live audience like to kind of see us through it.
It was crazy because it was like a lot of planning, a lot of things. But, It was a really great turnout in terms of, like, the panelists. They were so amazing. Our sponsors were really great. And the supporters. You know, it's just a constant reminder that people really support us. And, you know, they're checking for what we do. And they're so authentic. Like, at least we have quality people that come out to the mix, you know?
Yep. And the message continues to resonate with people. Yeah. Like, what we stand for and, like, what we're trying to achieve is really going to help and propel a lot of other people to move forward. And, you know, whoever's hesitant is going to take the step. Whoever's taking the steps, they're going to find a clearer destination of where they're going. And the people who are already there are just going to be continue to be inspired, because we all hit a wall at one point or another. Yeah. So we serve every step of the way. You know, has non corporate.
We're continuing to foster you at whatever level you're at.
Exactly.
And that's what makes us feel joy, because we understand that our message is being received, because this is how we feel, you know. And we just always want a platform. We always wanted a platform that could show that, and now we get to be the platform that does that.
And I think me and Ayana be hype off of people's success. Like, we be fangirling OD.
I feel like I need a finder's fee for letting people know how dope they are.
Oh, not even. For letting them know, like, what things they need to get involved with. And then next thing you know, and they're flourishing in these very things. And it's like...
It's like the side look. Like, oh, so you didn't believe me when I told you months ago.
Right.
But either way, Peace and Prosecco was bomb.com. So we decided that moving forward, we're going to do Peace and Prosecco as a quarterly thing. So the next one will probably be in the fall. So stay tuned for that. Next, we have a couple of collaborations that could be coming up. More details to come, but we are probably collaborating with this group called Big Sister Tea Party, which could be a really dope expo for women coming in the summer. And then we have this other group new to the scene, Silly Girls Crew, and we may do a really big event in the summer.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be turned up. Like, I'm combing through the details.
Yes.
But we already went to like an event that they hosted, and we definitely see how non-corporate girls can be an added element.
Yes.
So we definitely gonna share that with you guys. But we just wanted to let you know, like, you know, things that we're working on behind the scenes.
Yeah, like, check for us because we out here.
We really are.
And the last thing that we do want to share is that we are thinking of doing like a every 2 months or something series. For women, and it's gonna be a playoff of Women Crush Wednesdays, and stay tuned for that. When we iron out those details, we'll definitely let you know. But we're all about empowering and fostering this growth that we're talking about for whatever level you're at, and we wanted to figure out a way to do that more consistently in a physical space.
Think of it like an incubator for your ideas, with the tools and people there that can help you execute.
I wish we could write the stuff we say down. We need to write the stuff we say down, because it's so good. Like,
it
is. Really,
you know what? But we're so like, this just pours out. Like, this just comes. Like, this just comes.
I'm like, yes, that's exactly what
yeah, it's gonna be dope. So you definitely should come.
Awesome. So moving on to Off the Record, boy.
A deep freaking sigh.
D-size. So
a lot has been.
I don't even know how we should start. Should we start with the negatives and into the positive?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not gonna go too much into Kanye's madness, because honestly, we're just not gonna go there. But what I do want to bring up is that I don't know if you guys saw T.I. on The Breakfast Club. His interview about Kanye was just so amazing to me. Like, I specifically love T.I. aside from like the whole T.I. tiny thing, but I'm just gonna like put that to the side, because you know, it's just like, it's just layers.
That's personal. Yes, like, personal life.
But T.I. is just so articulate in how he, you know, how he portrays Kanye's road right now. Right,
for lack of a better word, dysfunction.
Right. And just him being so eloquent in his approach to it, and still being a friend to Kanye. Like, I mean, I was just impressed. I feel like everybody was impressed at the Breakfast Club. They were just kind of like...
two friends disagree, but also, yes, like, you know?
But that's what, yo, that's what T.I. was... Yo, T.I.'s bomb.com. Like, I don't know if y'all T.I. lovers, but... Y'all need to check out out the interview, because I think he does a great job of putting Kanye's madness into words.
And also, because I am the type of person, and I say this like all the time, like, once a story breaks and things, like, you know, why haven't y'all learned that by now? The media throws carrots for y'all to go and chew on them. Like, y'all be just so ready to snap and give an opinion, and y'all don't even know the full story of anything. Like, whether it was Kanye, anybody who breaks, like, I'm never just gonna give an opinion, because you always jump on the wagon, and then a week later you find more developing facts, and then you look like
get your facts,
like get your whole facts. Story. Sometimes you can't like base an opinion too soon. Like, it's just not like, you know, if you're trying to be ethical or like trying to really give an informed opinion, yeah. If you're not informed, then you can't do that.
And that doesn't mean social media, by the way, because social media is not...
It's
one vertical to getting the news. It is not the and whole story.
It's super skewed.
Like, so you can't be like, oh, I saw this on social media and this is what happens. I think T.I.
Yo, people make a meme out of anything.
Anything.
And it don't even have to do with nothing.
And it's just like, and going back to our first point, these celebrities are humans, right? So, like, they have mad layers to themselves. There's mad issues that they also have that they're dealing with, whether that's baggage, whatever. So, like, there's just always more to the story. And I think T.I. did a really good job of showcasing that in his delivery about Kanye, mm-hmm. while still disagreeing with Kanye. Okay. You know what I mean? And honestly, that's some stand-up shit to me.
It says so much about integrity.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do not have that shit.
A lot of people don't have that.
Do not have integrity. I was reading something, it was about, like, how to deal with heartbreak, or, like, how to deal with, a sudden breakup in a relationship. And part of it was just saying, like, how... Oh, my God. Why am I losing my train of thought?
And this isn't any relationship? Or is it just, like, a romance relationship?
No. This could be in any relationship.
Okay.
But I'm losing my train of thought. I forgot the point that I was trying to make. I'll get back to it. I'm so mad. A matter of fact...
Integrity.
Oh, yes. Integrity. Okay. Yeah. Back. So, integrity. Like, the way you operate when you... a person of integrity is that you have values, mm-hmm. and you have things that, like, you respect, and, you know, when you operate from that place, then you are being, like, you are being respectful to someone. But if you are a person that doesn't follow through on integrity, like, anything can sway you. So it's like, if you're not firm and hardcore in your beliefs,
right.
then anything that happens could, like, spin you out of whack.
Yeah.
But when you are set in a belief and you have a way, like, let's say, you know, for T.I., he could have been getting a lot of, like, no slack cut for defending Kanye. But his values is, like, friendship first, family, like, you know, whatever they are. But, like, he stuck to that.
Yeah.
The popular opinion would have been, like, everybody go against Kanye. But he followed through with his integrity.
Yes. You know, because he has a lot of it. And, but also, it's like, there's a way, and I think this is going back to your whole point about, like, how social media skew. There's a way for people, and this is especially interesting in politics, there's a way for people to disagree with an idea without throwing someone under the bus, without making someone feel alienated. Like, you can disagree. You can choose to disagree. You know what I'm saying? We can have an educated conversation about this disagreement. You know what I mean? We're all different. So it's okay, you know? And I just feel like a lot of people don't really understand. They always feel like they have to be swayed some way. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, you go... It's always a black and white thing.
Yeah, and there's so much gray. There's so much gray. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what we're going to say about this whole...
What I will say real quick on the Kanye thing, because it's not that I don't have anything... Like, I don't have much to say in that, like, I don't look to celebrities for certain, you know, opinions or topics that they speak on. Like, I don't hold them as credible in such a way. But what I do feel is that what Kanye doesn't realize that he does is pretty irresponsible. In that what you do say, there is repercussion and responsibility.
Yeah.
Because you can have your opinion, but that doesn't mean your opinion will not cause a ripple of some sort, whatever that is. So to just... I feel like people still can be held accountable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone's held accountable, good or bad, right? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think the issue here is that Kanye doesn't care.
Right.
Or he's showing that he doesn't care. I don't know him, so I, you know... But he's showing he doesn't care. Because when you say certain things like, oh, like, slavery is a choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just going to assume that you don't care.
Yeah, and it's, like, appalling. But then I also feel like this is why home training and homeschooling, like, you know, when I say home training, homeschooling, it's like, what values and what lessons are you teaching your child at home that if they were to hear that from Kanye, you know, they can question it and not, like, internalize that has anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because people feel like, a lot of people feel celebrities are, like, raising their children. Like, oh, he's putting this into the world. Like, whatever Kanye says, Kanye says. But it shouldn't, you know what I mean?
Like, I do. And this brings me to, I know we're going to get to her, but this brings me to my boo, Rihanna. Yes. Because Rihanna has said countless times that she hates that people look at role model.
I love that
because part. She's just a human and she does bad stuff too. Like, yes. So don't, like, blame your don't kid, your bullshit model. That your kids do on some, oh, Rihanna did this. Like, Rihanna's not trying to raise your kids.
And you should not want for anybody. I feel like if you raising great, awesome human beings that are respectable,
they'll be able to pick the world. They and can understand
exactly
yeah.
Because again, it comes back to your core values, your integrity, and that is something that needs to be instilled, like, as experiences and time and yeah. wisdom and knowledge is self-seeking, then you are able to articulate better the freaking noise that happens in the world. Like, you have to get through that noise. It's always gonna be there, but not every piece of information that you get absorbed by should be contradicting and conflicting. Like, you should be able to still hold your ground as a person.
You should be able to make choices.
Okay, should speak for yourself.
Yeah,
in whatever matter it is,
and be able to take the bits of information and make your own informed decision.
Exactly, from your own personal experiences and knowledge. Because for a majority, everybody, what people have to say is valid if it's coming from a place of experience. I cannot dictate what your experiences are.
Right.
But what I can say is that you're not going to speak for all. What I can say is that what you say is not law. Like, you know, it's subject to change. It's subjective.
And having humanity... Or humility, whatever the word I'm trying to say, because some things that some people say, to Kanye's point, are, you know, just really disrespectful and hurtful. And everyone, maybe that's not your experience, but it's other people's experience. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh yeah, the Holocaust was, like, you know, we're not saying that. That's not what we don't know how these people have felt and what they've been through. So you can't talk for other people's experiences.
Absolutely. Like, some shit just needs to stay in the group chat.
Kitchen table talk. That's what Wendy Williams said. She'd be like, kitchen table talk.
Yeah, you tell your mom and your sister, but, like, you don't have to put it all out there.
And for him, he just should just not, it should just be his mind.
Yeah, or I don't even know. Because in his mind is where the madness happens. So I want him to share it with somebody, but someone therapist? Who's going to help. I don't know if to say that. I don't know, but it needs to get put out. Put it out in the music, put it out in some, in a fashion. In a fashion that's healthy, in a fashion that it causes minimal damage.
Right, where you can control some of it, yeah.
Yeah, but he does need to let it out. Because what I gathered from Kanye is that he is, he has conflict and challenge.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a lot of insecurities instilled upon him, and he's really seeking validation for... Like, you're already amazing. You're already great. People see you.
I know,
you
but
this...
he's, you know, I mean, really, he's, all the greats are crazy, right? Like, he, you know, there's a lot happening in there.
I wish him peace and blessings.
I wish him
and that I hope the people who are surrounding him really are doing their due diligence to not necessarily steer him the right way, because, you know, an adult is an adult, but, like, to
support.
Offer to support and, like, have compassion and understanding and, like, to guide him to just kind of find himself or figure it out.
Figure it out, whatever that is.
Yeah. Like, it's intense. But when you have your tribe of people, like, appreciate them.
Yeah. The right tribe.
Mm-hmm. And further to the Rihanna story, because... Let's get into the good stuff.
This
main issue of Vogue is everything. The extended clip of her doing her makeup.
Yo, I was like, yo. Like, I was so excited by that clip. Because I feel like people just stay judging Rihanna all the time. And I feel like it showed everybody.
I never hear that. I feel like...
People judge Rihanna all the time.
I never think that the only... I always hear that Rihanna is so real. Like, I feel like more people relate to Rihanna than to Beyonce.
I do too, but people she's are
such
still,
a people. Like, people she's such are a girl amazing. That's just like.
Her, that clip was so, I loved it so much because it shows so much personality.
She, that is
like, that is her in her room getting ready. Like, and I'm just like, can I just sit there with you and get ready too?
She's the homie for real.
She's the homie.
And she's just here to, like, live a good life, have a good time.
She's just trying to be her best self.
Whether you like it or not.
What her best self, whatever that looks like to her, which I appreciated from that article. And, like, I, you know, I'm a diehard Rihanna fan, so I've read every single story that she's ever done, had a cover for, everything. I particularly really like this one, though, because...
No, this was
it was good to see her... Yes.
It was an evolved Rihanna.
Rihanna at 30. Yes. Like, what that looked like.
Yes.
It was very, very cool. I really enjoyed it a lot. And I just love that she's constantly showing her best self, what that looks like to her, not to us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. This is my biggest takeaway from the article that I love. She was like, what was it? She was like, I really hugged my cousin the night before he died. Yes. I didn't know why. Now, each time I hug somebody lately, I hug them like it's the last time. That may be the biggest life lesson. Not to wait on anything, not even tomorrow, she says, pausing to gather her thoughts. Tomorrow is too late, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
I was like, drops motherfucking
That was like the biggest thing ever.
That article.
And I sat there like, no, for real, though.
Right?
I was like, yo, tomorrow is too late.
Tomorrow is about the right now.
It's about the right now.
All we have really is now.
Again, I say, Drake, it's a short life.
But all we can do right now to change anything... is what we do right now.
Yeah.
And we be so fucking...
caught up.
Not even... like, we be so high strung in how we can make tomorrow how we want it to be. And still worrying about yesterday, which is fucking even a bigger joke. Because yesterday is forever gone. Yeah. Like, at least for tomorrow, you can be better than you were today.
Right.
But who the fuck says you're making it to tomorrow? Be better right now. Are you being better now? In 1 hour, be better.
It's true, though. It's true. Even in, like, thinking about, like, decisions we make on an hour-by-hour basis,
yes.
Right? Taking a step back. Like, you could respond this way. Mm-hmm. But maybe you might run to respond this way. It's like that quote about time. Like, are you going to be upset about what you're saying now 5 minutes from now? Because if you're not, then, like, is it a big deal?
Exactly.
Like, what are we arguing about? What are we fighting for?
The Tuesday Theory. Go and scan these episodes where I share what the Tuesday Theory is. Because it holds true to this day. Everything awesome happens on Tuesday is my mantra for life. And if by the next Tuesday, whatever happened this week, by next Tuesday, it will not matter.
You won't even remember.
Yep. So it's just, it's a way to, like, gather yourself. Because sometimes we just be out here causing all this havoc upon ourselves.
And holding on to all this fucking anger and pain. Yes. And, like, what?
I know I do that. It's not that I hold on to anger and pain, but, like, sometimes you just don't want to, I don't even know how to say it. It's like you want a reason. Okay, this is what it is. Wanting to be so much in control. And so that does cause, you know, pain because it's just, like, you building this frustration of how you want things to be, and it's just like you really don't have the control.
But it goes back to acceptance, right? Because the quicker we continue to realize that really nothing is in our control, and you know, we can only control ourselves and what we can at the moment, you know.
One thing I did do really well though in the last couple of months is cutting people the fuck off.
Is toxicity.
Yeah. And like cutting them off in a sense where it's like, I love you, I care for you, but from afar. But yeah, moving on.
So just so you guys know, check out the article. Rihanna's Lit. It's on newsstands May 15th. And super excited about Savage X Fenty, her new lingerie line, all inclusive.
I want it.
Everything.
I want everything.
Launching May 11th. So we'll be on the lookout for that as well.
Because
Rihanna's all about inclusivity, which
she
I love.
She's doing the damn thing.
So, jumping into our hashtag obsessed with, last talk about there, Khalees.
Khalees, yes. I love Khalees. So, I love Khalees in a wave. Like, when she came out, I loved her music.
That was a good way of putting it, in a wave.
Yeah, because then she was, like, she kind of, like, disappeared.
Yeah, and she did disappear.
And then I didn't, like, know what, you know, and I'm not, if you're not, like, relevant, like, I'm not checking for you. Like, you have to be kind of, like, already in the mix for me. Right. But I can definitely listen to, like, her own music and still vibe to it. But, like, she was just, like, a wave, because then she went into the, you know, behind the scenes. And then now, 9 years later, comes out with this freaking
interview.
That it was just,
like, mind-blowing.
Super mind-blowing, super adult of her, you know, like, to want to speak on these things.
Yeah.
But also, you can see the growth as a person.
I mean, right, to your point, she was young, right, when her and Nas got married, and we do grow. We do evolve. Yes,
and but you know what I appreciate her, and if there's any lesson that anybody could take, is that you don't always have to speak on a matter.
In the moment.
Or when shit happens. Like, the fact that she waited this long to put this interview, like, let's say if she would have interviewed and had this same conversation 7 years ago, what would have had that sound like?
Oh, shit. It would have probably been lying.
Angry. Yeah, it would have been like, you know, you can tell how much she has healed from the situation.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you heal from a situation, you can speak from the standpoint of how it affected you, how you engaged in it, and like how you pulled through. Has to suppose where you're still going through it, that like you have, you
it's know, coming off in the way that you don't want it to, because at the end of the day, she wants to share her story so that other women can understand. Exactly. And it's hard to do that when you're in it,
because, but when you're angry, still,
yeah,
like there was not an ounce of anger in her. She kept on just reiterating
it was how more happy like resolve is. And just like, this is what happened, this is where I'm at, and this is what,
and kind of frustration on her behalf of like how she has went through what she went through, has been able to grow and want to do better, but then there's still that force that you have to deal with, in this case Nas, who still is trying to bring you back to that place that you came from. It's like, why are you trying to put us back there?
It's a tug and pull.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, I mean, it was, I was pretty shocked when
I'm just obsessed with the woman she's become. Yeah. Like, although I haven't known what, like, you could just, everything she said, the advice was so valid, and she just kept on saying she's happy, and, like, she's learned to accept and forgive, and sees what role she played in. Like, she was never coming up like a victim.
Right. There was definitely accountability there, which is very mature, because a lot of people don't. My pet peeve is people who don't take accountability.
Oh, my God.
It's because so at the end of the day, because, you know, I'm reading the book, what the fuck is the book I'm reading? Damn, that book. Why am I drawing a blank about the book I'm reading?
I draw a blank about
We're reading the same book. What is that? The Amish book.
The art of not giving a fuck.
Yeah. I'm like, why was I drawing a blank there? But in the book, he points out that there's a part where he says that, you know, everyone is responsible for something, right? Mm. Like, we're not saying no one's blaming you for like the bad things that may have happened. You know, i.e., let's say you get, you know, friends to get abused or whatever. Like, but there is some responsibility to take in your actions for what happens after whatever has happened. So I think this is Khalees's way of showing that, you know, she has healed, she has grown, she's definitely put into perspective her relationship, what has happened, what didn't work, and what she has now in her current relationship, and where she's going, you know, and she's taking the responsibility for that in her own actions, because she can only control herself at the end of the day. Of course,
and she even understands like what love shouldn't look like, and what many of us label as love, and well, it love usually includes like hurt and disrespect, and
like, unfortunately,
and it's just,
and like, it's like, when. I mean, not when, but, like, when did that become what love looked like, though? I'm just so confused.
I think part of it comes with, like, that never giving up, that fight. Like, you have to fight for it. Like, there's no out. Like, you don't give up. If you give up, like, you didn't work as hard. So, it's, like, everything that comes with it, like, you take it because you should be able to work through it. I feel like that has been some type of rhetoric, whether we see it in movies right. has a theme.
Or in our day-to-day
or
life.
Celebrity life. Yeah. Or some of our fucking parents.
Yeah.
Some people's parents have been together 50, 60 years. And
they really shouldn't be together.
Okay. And like, I need motherfuckers to understand that these same marriages and how they began
is a cycle.
And it's so different from how the world looks like now. Like, granted, I feel like a lot of men who, like, a lot of y'all moms were getting cheated on.
Yeah.
And they just turned their face the other way.
Yeah.
So it's like, really, was that love? Like, or was it just habit?
Yeah.
Or was it convenience?
Right.
Or was it, I don't, like, fear of separating my family? Like, there's so many factors. So I'm not here or subscribing to all the examples of, like, these older generations' love stories. Yes, some of them were beautiful
yeah.
and everything, but a lot of them were toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And all they have done is continue to steer over to the next cycle and generations. Yeah. These examples, nobody has broke down this barrier.
And that's someone has to break the cycle. Like, mm-hmm. that's why I'm like, when did that become what love looked like? Because mm-hmm. that's not what I think love looks like, you know? And being, and understanding that, knowing your worth and understanding that and what you will not tolerate in a relationship. Because I know what I won't tolerate in a relationship. Yeah. And for me, I know what my love looks like.
Yeah, yeah. And not everybody's going to be able to give you 100% that.
But, and that's cool too. That's cool. But you have to be clear on what that is for you. And a lot of people aren't. A lot of people have the cycle, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things, like, if you don't have that acceptance and you're not aware of it, the cycle just continues.
It continues because people will create that for you.
It just continues. It's just a bad cycle.
It is, and it's interesting. But I think Khalees is just like a wonderful, like, she's just a different type of woman.
Yeah.
She's so super regular. She's a super strong woman.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I she's different. She's different. She's super different when it comes to, like, the celebrity world. Because, you know, she is still well-known.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like she understood what her talents are and, like, what her worth is. But also, it took her a place of, you know, being really low to them.
Yeah. And she has a good sense of...
of self.
Yeah. And what her lane is and what mm-hmm. she's trying to do.
So she's my obsessed with, our obsessed with. You guys should definitely just watch that interview. I feel like there's so many gems to be learned from. Aside from the fact of the non-situation, it's just more, for me,
her growth.
The way she handled the situation.
Yeah.
Like, since. Because it's not an easy road to recovery when you come out of something like that.
And what you're still going through. Because there's still things that they're going through as
that
well.
That they're going through, but she's still so solid yep. in herself. That is still not allowing her, like...
And that's something, like, it's different. Like, there are sometimes a lot of people, and you could tell me, I don't know if you have examples of this, but a lot of people will be in something, and it would be, like, their lowest point, right? And they're so low. And then they get in something else, and they get, like, so nervous and crazy because they feel like this is just mimicking what they were just yep. in. And it's just like, I always try to tell people, like, where you were and where you are now is two different places. Regardless if the situation kind of seems the same, you have definitely grown. You've changed. So however you have, like, now a new choice of how you're going to handle this. You do yes. not have to handle it the same way. You know, like, there's just levels to this. You know what I mean?
Yep, I agree with that. I definitely agree.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's Khalees.
And check out her her brand, Bouncy and Full, because Khalees is now, like, you know, she shifted of yeah. what her brand is, and she's, like, a chef, like, she's mm-hmm. into cooking. Her food looks so delicious. So, yes, she's Khalees the artist, but there's so much more to her. Like, she loves being a mom.
She's Khalees the woman.
Yeah, she's just Khalees, and she's doing dope things. And, I'm just, like, on her wave.
Again. Yeah, we're on the wave.
I'm on the wave.
So, to wrap up, let's talk about it. Delilah and I are going to answer this question that we want you guys to also answer. So, how are you really doing?
Me? I am
not that's at a 100%. Loaded question, I know.
I'm not at 100%. But I accept that I'm not at 100%.
Okay.
And I see it as, like, what are the parts that bring you to 100%? So, you know, we have our... So, it's, like, I think is it a gas tank? I don't know. There's something that has chambers, and so like you know when you're looking at like water levels mm-hmm. and like something here is high,
right?
So like I'm like a different percentage across okay. the big parts of my life, whether okay. that's career, my relationship, family. So I'm trying to get everything to a good stability, but right now there's fluctuation.
That was a good analogy.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it?
So, I think so.
But I'm okay in that I'm protecting my peace.
Yes.
And doing what I can. Although the chaos and the things that happen, you know, they throw me off course a little bit. But I do know what I need to make sure that, like, it doesn't consume me. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like overall I'm a very aware person. Person
mm-hmm.
So I'm aware of the things that do hurt me or like bother me or like, and so I don't ignore things, like right. I do handle them, but everything gets dealt with like differently
right.
depending who's in the situation with me or like what the issue is. So right. I could completely shut down, but it won't be in a unhealthy way. It's just like I need to regroup and assess and see how to move forward with something.
Mm.
So I think that I'm good because my mental state is how can I say it? Like I'm not in a place where I don't feel like I don't have a grasp on things.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like at the moment when I feel like I don't have a grasp, that's when I will be worried if I'm okay or not.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I get that.
What about you? How are you doing?
How am I doing? I honestly don't know. Honestly.
Like,
I feel... I don't know. Like, I feel like this week I've been, like, off balance. But I don't know if that's bad or not. I just feel like I'm not at 100. But I don't know. I don't know why. So, like, I know my levels are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know what I need to do to get them where they need to go. I don't really know if I have a grasp on it, but I don't know. I don't think I don't. I just don't. I'm just kind of unclear.
Right.
What's happening. And I just think I've been really, like, not emotional this week, because that's not really me, but just kind of...
She's a thug.
I'm a thug in a skirt. I just feel like... I feel like I need a vacation. And I feel like I need a reset.
Maybe that's what it is.
I need a reset. I feel like I'm a little bit drained. Not at 100, but I'm here and I'm pushing through and I'm blessed. I just need a reset. I think.
Yeah, a reset to like kind of recharge and.
I need a recharge. It's like a Duracell battery.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like you're dabbling in a lot of things.
A lot of things. But it's all good though. It's all good. Because at the end of the day, the good thing about the battery is that it can recharge.
It can. If anything that you unplug almost always works again absolutely to its entirety once you plug it back in. So you just gotta unplug.
Yeah.
And we gotta all continue to like follow and let our intuition guide us.
Yeah.
And
take care of ourselves.
The whole episode ties into all of that. Listen to what yourself needs.
Yeah.
Like, listen. And I feel like you should be able to express to those around you what you need from them as well.
Yeah.
And I feel the people who are healthy people, like, you know, that they're healthy in the sense that it's going to be a healthy relationship,
right,
will be
right.
able to give you those things that you need. Does
right.
that make
sense? Or steer you in the direction to get whatever it is that you do need. It makes absolute sense.
Yeah, and to be your support. I feel like whenever you're down and out, you should be very strategic about who you go to during those times.
And we've talked about this several times, like, what does support look like? You know, these are times when support's really important. You know, going back to Kanye and, like, so what does your support look like? And I think, especially when you're at 50% or whatever it is you're at.
It's very delicate who you confide in because they can either make you go further down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, be
They can break you.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't ever fall to the feet of someone who kicks somebody while they're down.
Kick them.
Fuck them up first before making their shit. Like, I can't. I'm delirious. At this point, like, it's 5 o'clock, so I've been up From five it's to five, ready?
Oh it's my god! Nine. Well, guys,
we gotta go. I need to take a nap. Like
on that note, please check in with yourself.
Yes, have an amazing week. This episode, it'll be Monday by the time you listen to it, and so we wish you an amazing, blissful week and a happy May and a healthy May.
Yes.
So
we out.
We out.